Now, technically, you know, we got a lot of people who listen to Coast to Coast that are so up on computers, and they must be going crazy just waiting to find out how some of this was done on a technical basis. When you sat down with the model, and you sat down with your software developers, how in the heck do you even start something that gives people an ability to sense things into the future? I mean, what do you begin to program?
I guess, Paul, maybe give him a brief outline of what you had built into your
basic
concept.
Let me take it this way, because I think this is probably the best starting place. If you operated from the theory that every moment of time was like a genetic code, it had its own particular or peculiar set of characteristics and its own particular pathway into the future. If you thought of that as nothing more than an extension of the seasons, we live by the seasons, essentially. I mean, you can go out in the dead of winter in shorts and a bikini if you want to and catch pneumonia, probably. Nobody's stopping you from doing that. Certainly free will is right up there. But we've learned to adjust our choice of clothing based on how cold it is out, and so on. We turn to forecasters, essentially, to see what tomorrow is going to bring. We know that there are seasons of the year, and depending upon where you're living, those seasons are more pronounced or less pronounced, and so on. But by and large, they're extensions of organized patterns of time. Tide tables are like that. Sunrise and sunset is part of that. Full moons and new moons are part of it. Science has been debating for centuries whether there really are more admissions to mental hospitals and emergency rooms in full moons. The fact of the matter is, we know from studies that it does have an effect. If you start there, and then you begin to extrapolate from that set of phenomena, you say, well, these are givens. We know that there are seasons in nature.
Certain predictable factors.
Excuse me?
Certain predictable factors.
Are there seasons in your life like that?
Mm-hmm.
And part of this would have to do with sort of traditional cycles, the role of 7 years in an individual's life and the almost complete turnover in personality or life position that can bring in. There are other factors that we take account of, things like a very important 72-year cycle in American politics. There's a smattering of traditional esoteric timing devices, the things that were the original core behind things like astrology that ended up working quite well, and then astrology turns this into a crazed PhD thesis with all kinds of bells and whistles added on, and the core of it gets lost.
Well, because in an indirect way, your software kind of supports astrology, but in a much more scientific way.
Well, what it really does is it strips away all the stuff that got added in, the good planets and the bad planets and the good angles and the bad angles and all of that stuff, and basically reduced it to intervals of activity and rest.
Do you factor in the curveball, the unknown, the event in our lives that we just can't anticipate? Does that happen?
One of the ways we try to deal with that is if we're looking at an individual or a situation, we try to triangulate in on the situation by looking at all the different key individuals associated with a question. Say, like, if it's Iraq, George Bush, Colin Powell, Saddam Hussein, and run Merlin on all of them and see what composite story emerges, so that the effect of the curveballs is muted a bit by not just looking at one individual.